Blog Talk Radio. Detroit, what up, Slick Side, Eric, give a couple shout outs real quick. I keep forgetting to do that. Sometimes I get like so deep into the show and I'm like boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean? Let me see who else is in there. You're going live, so put me on the top of the list. Okay, well, can I come on first? Huh? Shout out to Absolute Beast. That was his intro. He actually won $500 for the Air It Out Radio contest. Shout out to Crystal and Miz. I see you, buddy. Okay. Libra Gang. John. Oh, Ron Jones. I see you. He back. Hopefully we'll get you in here tonight because, you know, I think last week we called you and you was MIA. IYF. And what is that? And Riz. What up, what up? Shout out to everybody that's typing in. Please post out where you are calling from. If you're calling from Philly, if you're calling from New York, post up on Instagram. And for the people that are on the phone lines, make sure you guys are pressing one if you would like to talk. If not, sit back and enjoy the show. Okay. I see you. I see you. We got a good show tonight. Hopefully, you will have no interruptions from Instagram Live because, you know, they be bugging. They be bugging. All right. I see you, Chris. Terrell, I see you. All right, so again, this is a hate-free zone, and if you don't know, I'm Magic Fire. Make sure you guys check out their website, airitoutradio.net. All right, I got the green hair on fluorescent. You know what I mean? Is y'all liking this joint or what? Is this okay? I figure I'll switch it up, you know what I mean? I got to switch it up from time to time just to, you know, change things up here and there. You know, they get mad at me. I wear a curly top, and then they be like, oh, I'm tired of this shit. And then I go straight, and then you're tired of that shit. So I figure I'll switch it up, you know, go green on you. All right, big old drums, what up? I see you. What's that? Ronnie, what up? How y'all doing? How y'all doing? All right, for the newbies that's tapping in for the first time, this is a hate-free zone. I will block your ass. It's really, really simple. So if you get on here acting crazy, you know you're going to get out of here. Okay, 10 X's will stop any track. So if you're not feeling that track, just put an X up, boom, 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 and we get them up out of here. We stop that joint, boom, right on the spot, okay? But y'all got to let this song play for a little bit, okay? Let it play so we can, you know, hear it a little, song. All right, you can't please everyone, unfortunately, but you already know that I know I can't, but you know what? It is what it is. And then when I don't wear it for a while, they'll be like, you know, where's the curly top at? I'm actually missing a curly top. I feel friskier when I'm with the curly top. So I'm getting this stuff. She's coming back. But I'm using my promo stage. Make sure you tap into the Performance Battle League. That is my new venture. I am giving artists an opportunity to get on a whole different platform. So just imagine performance against performance. And you got these two performers. It could be a band. It could be a guitarist. It could be a piano player. It could be a piano. I mean, what is it called? Ballet. It could be anything that has to do with performance. They're going to go battle against each other. That's why people think that this is versus, but it's really not versus. It's any kind of performance against any kind of performance. And put them up together. And they go two rounds in the ring. And one round is the theme, so your interest. So if you guys are interested, and I'm telling you, it takes you to a whole different level. If you are trying to put on a concert, this is where you want to be, where they have dancers and singers and all kind of things, and you can really go buck wild and show your creativity side. That's where you want to be. That's called the Performance Battle League. You definitely want to tap in. It is free to perform. We do help with showcases. Magazines, all kind of placements and stuff like that. I do use my leverage when I can. And if you don't have press kits, and like, I will help you do all that stuff. But is it hard work? Absolutely. Am I a headache? Yes. Is it going to challenge you? Absolutely. Do you get paid? Absolutely. Do I get on your nerves? Let me say that again. Absolutely. Okay, it's just kind of like a label. So if you guys are interested in that, even if you're out of town, it's cool. You can still come through once a month or whatever, you know, we can work that out. Definitely get at me. It's called the Performance Battle League, okay? If you're trying to get in rotations, we have that too, 20 for 3 months. And if you're looking for some interviews, I am back on the market because I stopped for a while because I got so busy with the Performance Battle League. Hit me up in the DM for that as well. One of the hottest radio stations out there. Ooh, I love it. That's why I talk to them. Okay, I love how y'all be hyping me up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hyping me up sometimes. All right. So again, scale of 1 to 10. If you're feeling somebody, you know, definitely follow them, support them, try to connect with them and do some collaboration. If not, you know, hey, it is what it is. Okay, but this is a hate-free zone, ladies and gentlemen. We do not do none of the crazy stuff here, so I just want to get y'all in the motions of that and let you know that I don't tolerate none of that shit here, okay? Tonight is kind of a slow night because I was fucking up with the promo. I ain't even going to hold you. When I get like that, you know, this show will be like weak, but it's cool. Make sure you tap some people in here, especially when it's your turn and we get your tribe being played. All right. If you did not read that email, just quick rundown how the show goes. All right. Either you can call the phone lines, the number's right there, or you can request to join the Instagram Live. All right. So you guys can put a red heart up if you would like to come on to the show. And you do have to be here either way. So if you put a red heart up and disappear, it won't count. You have to actually be onto the show. Thank you for the red hearts, by the way, that somebody's going ham with. Okay. So put a red heart up right now on Instagram live in the comment. So that lets me know that you would like to come on to the show. If you don't think you're going to make it, please don't put the red heart up because, you know, the show is 3 hours, right? And there is, you know, a whole time. So I just want to get you in the, you know, let's not play no games because if you don't think you can make it, then, you know. All right, so little Q. I see ya. Too solid. The artist, I see you. Smiles. Make sure you have a track in here. Smile So Sexy. Do you have a track in here? I don't know. Make sure you got a track in here. Because I hate for you to, you know, be on hold and just waiting for nothing. You know, your track Dove has to be in here. Yeah, shout out to Athlete Beats. He's the one who actually made the intro beat. So shout out to him. 13th. Birthmark. What up, what up? I don't know why I always do this. Like, skips off my tongue. All right, you sweet, what up? Not crash. All right, so tonight's topic is about, I don't know if y'all seen the video or not. There was a video, and I don't know if it's even a skit. I don't know, because you can't tell with these skits. But I thought it was a good topic, and it was about the baby mom and this father. Okay, so let me paint the picture for you. All right, so the real father, the biological father, is coming over to the house to see his kid, right? And the stepfather is there with the baby mama and the little kid, right? The stepfather wants to see the kid. I mean, the real biological father wants to see the kid. The stepfather is not trying to let him see the kid. So who's in the right and who's in the wrong? You know, it is really, really touchy type of thing. Some people are saying, hey, you know, at the end of the day, that's still his father and he should be able to see it. Now, my question is, does he have permission to come over? Because even though that's his child, there's like a respect thing where, you know, because my daughter's father used to do this shit where he just pop up. We don't do pop-ups. I know your daughter's here, but nigga, you got to call. It's like a thing of respect. You know what I'm saying? Because at that time, I was seeing this crazy ass nigga, and, you know, I want no problem. Okay? So it's like you have to have respect and say it's boundaries as far as like just calling and letting me know you want to see her, because then that could be possible. But if you just popping up, you know, and that looks like that was the situation. Like, he just popped up out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for, oh, you wanted to just speak? Okay, you can speak on the topic, too. It's totally fine. 5K. I know Terrell's on the phone trying to get it played for you, so I don't know if you want to. I did see him on the phone lines, but I didn't get to the phone lines yet. You said appreciate you. Okay, real T.O. All right, if you just tapping in, I'm at Chick Fire. We are talking about the topic tonight, which is who is in the right and who's in the wrong, or both of them in the wrong. So anyway, like I said, the biological father comes over to see his child. The stepfather doesn't feel like the real biological father should see the child, because he has not been there. And so my question to you is, does he have the rights? And he's telling, you know, him and the mother is like, no, you, what the fuck is y'all talking about? Okay, hold on, did I do that one? I think, I don't know what the fuck happened. I might have just pushed the wrong thing. Oh no, I hope I didn't do that. All right, ending up to the fake dad. You called him a fake dad? Wow. Why you gotta be fake? Oh my God. Hold on. I'm gonna have to end this and start it over. Hold on 1 second. Terrell, I'm gonna take you in a second and I gotta start the thing all over again. I don't know what happened. You there?
All right, cool. Yep.
All right. I'm gonna just jump right into it. So for those that do not know, this is Air It Out Radio, Mondays 10 to 1. I'm at Chick Fire. We got Terrell on the phone lines right now. And what you think about the topic for tonight? I know we just kind of like tapped in. So the baby's father, the real father is trying to come see the kid. Stepfather don't want him to see him. What's your thoughts?
I mean, I used to be a stepfather, but I feel like you can never, like, deny a the biological father to see his kid. Like, that's not cool. But unless, like, the only way I would say no is if he was, like, abusing the kid or he could put the kid in jeopardy. Like, I saw the little clip. I just ain't know, like, the background. Like, you know what I'm saying? But if he was just outside the kid life and wasn't messing with him, and then just because the lady got a new man, he wouldn't come around, then I feel like I would have been, like, the stepfather, too. Because at the end of the day, you got to do the best interest of the kid. Like, you don't want him falling in love with his dad, but his dad really just trying to manipulate him so he can get back at the lady. That ain't cool.
Right.
But I really think that, you know, like, if a father wants to have a real, authentic relationship with their kid, then as a stepfather, you shouldn't stay in the way. But if he being, like, a toxic nigga, then you gotta hold your lady down.
You know, like, at a certain age, the kids start seeing for themselves who these motherfuckers is.
But that kid was probably like 7 or 8 or something like that. So, yeah. He probably wanted to build, huh?
They smart, though. They be knowing that early, you know?
Yeah.
You know, because I tried to protect my daughter's father as much as I could. I'm like, I didn't want to be that baby mom where I'm like, you know. But he was fucking up on his own. I was like, I tried, nigga.
Yeah, I got like a trans baby mom. I got a trans baby mom. Just a fallopian tube. Yeah, she wasn't a mother at all. But even though she wasn't a mother, I always try to make her look good to my daughter. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's still her mom. But then when she got old enough, it was like, all right, I know what you're doing, Dad. You don't gotta do it no more. So I was like, cool.
Is that a reason why she? Because usually women are pretty good with being a mom, but like,
yeah, I'm like one of the few dudes who got a deadbeat mom. I would probably say because she had the baby really young.
Okay.
I think she was like 15, so it was like. She probably wasn't ready for the responsibility. And then, once a couple of years passed, then I think it just became, like, a guilt thing. And then, like, when my daughter got older, it was just, like, I don't got really nothing to give her. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
I don't know. I can't call it.
It's crazy.
But
you know
I would
what?
Just say, like, yeah.
Oh, you know, like, we never ask them why. And some of them be mentally messed up. So they, you know, they be all over the place.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that I've seen so far. But, like, the other ones, I'd be like, well, like, why don't you want to take care of your kids? You know. But,
yeah,
okay.
But the deadbeat mom hit different than the deadbeat dad because you literally carry the person. Yeah, because they carry them on the side of themselves. Like, so it's usually, like, a strong connection.
Obviously, she don't want to be there, you know, for the kids. That's crazy. You know, some people just can disconnect like that, you know?
So, yeah.
All right. Well, what's going on with
you? You got me on here talking too much.
No, I love it because it's the most you talk.
I know, really. Boy, I got to catch myself.
Nah, it's cool, though. I think I need to have more discussion about this issue because, you know, a lot of guys don't really get a chance to vent about the women. You know, we are the women always.
Yeah, because the women, like, they be foul. They be using the kids for chess pieces, finances, manipulating men. Like, if I want to be with you, but I still want to take care of my kids, then I got to jump through all these hoops. And then, like, the system is not good. If you a man and if you ain't paying child support, they're going to take your tax return. They're going to ban your license. But when I went to take my daughter of mine on the court, they was like, oh, you can't get child support because of the Commonwealth. And women can't pay child support. What the heck?
They said what? You can't get child support?
Women in Commonwealth states like Pennsylvania and Virginia, a lady can't be forced to, it can be court mandated to pay child support.
Oh, What?
Because it's a Commonwealth state. Yeah, it's crazy.
Right, that is crazy. Wow, I would go to another state just to.
No, I think I was in another state. I would think I was living in Maryland, and then when I filed, she was living in Pennsylvania, and it was like, well, you make more than her, she don't got nothing, and you can't force her because it's a Commonwealth. And I was just like, I don't even need the money for me. I just was going to use the money for her college fund.
Yeah, but
it's just messed up.
Yeah, that is messed up. Okay, so what's up with this new artist? I know you got this artist that you rep. Is this your artist?
Yeah, I wasn't. This is not my artist per se. Right. It's just one of my students who's really talented, really amazing, and I wanted to empower his dream. So the name of the song is I Should Have Known, and the name of the artist is 5K Stacks. And he's releasing a mixtape on YouTube on Sunday morning, like 12 o'clock. So tap in with him. He should be in a chat.
I don't know if he.
Yeah, so just tell him to put his Instagram handle so you can pin it.
Because
he
got one of them long joints. 5K, put your Instagram.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, I did see him in here. I don't know if he's still in here or not. 5K, put your Instagram up so I can pin it, like put some promotional thing up. Okay, you got anything else you want to let him know before we jump in?
Yeah, March the 14th. My artist Andromeda is dropping her new single, I'm Cool. And tap in with Quave. She got a dope song called Thump. That is really dope.
Okay.
If I wasn't doing good, I would have played that song. But she got to get on the line and play it herself.
Oh, that's right. Time to do some work. Right. They all got to work at some point in time. All right, we're going to jump in. This is 5K Stacks. I should have known.
All right, I appreciate you.
No, that's not it. That's not how it goes. Okay, now.
Yeah. It'll go like that. It got a catchy hook, though. Like, you know,
yeah.
Hopefully you're going to do good.
Yeah, hopefully. All right, scale of 1 to 10, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not feeling it, put an X up. You know how it goes. We stop this joint.
I thank you for much love.
All right. I should have known. All right, what's y'all feeling on that? I should have known. All right, now I'm not big on auto-tune, so I'm not going to judge this at all. All right. Scale of 1 to 10, ladies and gentlemen. X is always. 10 X's will stop any track. 10 of them. They got to be 10, though. Okay. Shout out to everybody that's tapping in for the first time. And if you didn't know, this is Air It Out Radio Mondays, time to one. We rate each track on a scale of 1 to 10. So feel free to listen in and enjoy the show. And if you're feeling it, then, you know, miracle it up. It seems like your birthday is like every couple months. I swear to goodness, I swore. I literally said happy birthday to you a while ago. All about a bag, what up? Real Ronnie's still in here. Maybe 6.5. I should have known. No. I was kind of close to it. We had a 7, okay. So remember, we gave away $50 to the dopest track. My sponsor is still MIA. You know, he got into an accident. So until he comes back, we are going to keep it at 50. And until then, yeah, no. How do you submit? You can click the link in the bio. Click the link in the bio. Click the link in the bio. Make sure y'all take your time, and it will say that it went through. Let me start a new show because I don't know why I did that.